the big three stories on Hard Facts today. It's the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Top on the big stories, obviously, IGP kicks as Jonathan and others canvas for state police. This one says, terrorism renews social contract with citizens. United Nations tells Nigeria and others. Well, this one says, Nigerian government set to unbundle 11 discos. And finally, no Nigerian shopper, Chinese operator risks sanctions as federal government shuts Abuja supermarket. We're going to get into that. But first, I have joining me via telephone. I did promise you yesterday that we'll be talking about what happened or transpired in Akure and the rest of Ondo State while the APC had their state primaries, where Governor Lucky Aiyedatiwa emerged as the winner for that primaries. It's been actually... we've gotten so many reactions. The People's Democratic Party, members of the APC also, who have kicked against, you know, the emergence of Governor Lucky Aiyedatiwa. But I'm being joined by the Honourable Commissioner for Transportation in Ondo State, Honourable Olugbenga Omole. Honourable, it's so good to have you join us. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Paint a picture to my listeners, because we've heard all kinds of things. The PDP has called what you called a primary is a joke. In fact, they've said you've reintroduced violence into Ondo State because you were only trying, rather you were trying to elect, you know, someone to fly the party's flag for the governorship elections that's coming up. They're saying they've never seen any violence such as the one that, you know, was introduced as a result of what happened over the weekend during the primaries. Now, I also realized that, you know, the results all didn't come in at the same time. It was moved to the next day, continued even on Sunday. And fingers have also been pointed to the governor of Kogi State for doing a sham job. Explain to us why we're getting all of these reactions.
Thank you very much, Miriam. First of all, PDP, as far as I'm concerned, and as far as any reasonable person is concerned in Ondo State, is only existing on social media and newspaper. For PDP to be poking their nose into the affairs of another party and even saying what they don't even know anything about is so much to be desired. First of all, everybody knows that APC primary will be keenly contested in Ondo State. Yeah, let me first of all address the issue of the purported claims of violence. I know you are a journalist and you keep up with the pace of things in Ondo State. There's no casualty in this election. There's no violence at all. Everything went smoothly. But because PDP want to play into the gallery, they want to be heard. Because nobody even is aware in Ondo State that PDP is trying to have their primary. So they must say something for them, for people to know that they are existing. Because when you said you have never seen violence of this in Ondo State, I remember what happened in Ondo State in 1973, and the history is there. So for them to come up with that angle, it shows they are just seeking attention. So having played that to rest, because there's no casualty, nothing happened. No, of course, there's no perfect election. The tension is high. People, a lot of interests are there, so there will be tension. But at the end of the day, the primary is a family affair in the family of APC. So for PDP to be coming, where does their trade in stuff?
I mean, if there were disturbances, I mean, of course, Akure or the rest of Ondo State is not only habitable to APC members. If something happens and the people...
We are talking of election in Africa, Miriam.
No, we're talking about elections, primary elections in Ondo State, where people who do not necessarily belong to your party complained about the disturbance because people were unhappy as to how the primaries were held.
Miriam, politicians are bad losers. Even before the election, people that knew they stand no chance. You know, let me tell you, 16 contestants contested in this election, 16 aspirants. I want to tell you that 80% of them obtained the form just to negotiate. That's the root of the matter. But we don't want to say things that will be too hard on some people, some pills to swallow. The election is over, the primary is over, the governor is reaching out, the winner is governor is reaching out to. In fact, there's going to be a meeting among all his sitting aspirants by the National Working Committee of the party on Thursday in Abuja. So, I mean, elections in this part of the world are things that are taken with everything. So, feathers will be ruffled, but at the end of the day, no casualty. That's the most important thing. Nobody died. Nothing. No property was destroyed. So, for PDP to be saying that has been laid to rest. So, we had an election. Of course, most politicians are bad losers. People will say because they didn't win the election. This election, the incumbent governor lost his local government. That's a fact. He lost his local government. If he wants to rig, will he lose his local government? He won 16 out of the 18 local governments. One local government, yes, they said there was gunshots in one local government. The election was cancelled. No election took place. That is federal. Then, Ilajelo government, which is the home of the governor and Olusola Oke. Olusola Oke defeated him with like 26 votes. So, this is democracy. This is the beauty of democracy. The election, as far as I'm concerned, not because I'm a partaker in it. It was a transparent election. It was free. It was credible, and it was fair.
Well, let me just quote Mr. Olusola Oke, what he said to Premium Times newspaper. He said that we insist what happened in Ondo State yesterday, that's on Saturday, was a disheartening mockery of democracy. I'd like to hear your response to that.
What do you expect a loser to say? Miriam, somebody who believes, who, of course, this may be his last time to have a bite of the sherry. Olusola Oke is a perennial contestant. He has been contesting since 2012. He was the candidate of PDP in 2012. He was the candidate of AG in 2016. He contested the primary with Akeredolu in 2020 in APC. So he has a passion for contesting all the time. And so,
but there's nothing wrong with contesting and recontesting.
There's nothing wrong, but when you become desperate and you always lose all the time and you become desperate, and for the truth of the matter is that if not that we have a governor who is from Ilaje, who is from the south, where everybody in Ondo State expected that the governor should come from this time, maybe he will have a chance. Then he has a better opponent in Aye that you are, who is already an incumbent governor, who is not even 4 months old in office, who people love, who people knew why he got to that position, that he was brutal. You need to be in Ondo State to see the organic love Aye that you are enjoying. It's unfortunate for Olusola Oke. Yes, this could have been his time, but then his destiny.
I remember the last time you were here in the studio, I asked a very important question, which is, there have been several people who've tried to bring down Lucky Aiyedatiwa, even when he was deputy governor. And there's no love lost within that party as we speak. Whether you agree with me or not, there are people who do not want him to be governor, who have not wanted him to be governor. And here we are. You're telling me that, there's an organic love. But what about within the party? And because we've seen that, we've seen not just Olusola Oke, but several other people who have come out to say, this election was a sham. Results were written. I've seen videos of people being interviewed. The results were written in Akure. Elections did not hold in several other places. How would you respond to that? Honorable Omole, are you still there? My goodness. I think we have to get you back on the phone. Honorable Lugbinga Omole is the Honorable Commissioner for Transport in Ondo State, and he's been talking to us about the aftermath, of course, of the primaries that took place in Ondo State. Yes, many people have continuously dragged the governor of Kogi State, saying that what happened there was not necessarily an election, it was a sham. And this is coming from members within the political party, let alone those who are outsiders looking in. But of course, we're going to be looking at this issue of state police. We've continuously spoken about state policing for so many years. And then all of a sudden, the IG of police is saying, I do not agree that we're ready enough for state policing in Nigeria. I'm going to try to get that audio. Hopefully, someone can help me get that audio for Mr. President and, of course, the IG of police and former president, Goodluck Jonathan. I want you to take a listen closely to what these gentlemen have said and tell me what your thoughts are. Are we ripe enough for state policing? Is there any sense to what the IGP or police is saying? Because it's very important that we listen to the letter of what they're saying, not just because of who's saying it. We're in a place where people are dying. Yesterday, I gave you statistics. 2,500 plus people have died as a result of insecurity between January and March this year, if not April. And 2,100 plus people have been abducted as a result of insecurity in this country. Is there any substance to what the IG of police is saying? Is there any substance to what the former president, Goodluck Jonathan, is saying? Are we ready? Are we ripe enough? Can we stem the tide of insecurity in this country? The phone lines are going to be open in a bit for you to join the conversation, but I think we've gotten back on the line, Honorable Olugbenga Molly. Honorable Olugbenga, before I let you go, because our time is far spent, I did ask you a question the last time you were here about the relationship that the governor has with many people in the party. Many people have come out to say, and we've seen videos, we've seen interviews where people have said the governor of Kogi State came to Akure, sat in Akure, and they wrote results. Elections didn't hold in several other places, and they are calling it a sham. What will be the governor's relationship with people within his party going into this election? Because if your house is not in order, then it might pose a problem on the election day.
Well, talk is cheap. Like you said earlier, there's no stones they've not thrown on Lucky Aye that he survived everything. So, some few people may not like him. It's not possible that everybody will like him. Yes, we know how he got to this position. It was a tug of war. The guy survived an impeachment. He survived an impeachment as a deputy governor. And a lot of stones have been thrown at him. But he survived. Everybody cannot love you. What you need in an election is the majority, and you get that majority. Got the majority. Does it interest you that this election, he has over 48,000 votes, the next person has over 15,000 votes, so he has difference of 38,000 votes. So whoever wants to shout, there's a process, there's a procedure in this party. Yes, the best thing for him to do is what he has been doing now. He's trying to reach out to his other contestants. It's a family affair, like I said you earlier. PDP will have their own on Thursday. We see how it goes. But what I just realized that a lot of lies are being said with people for people in outside Ondo State. That the people that we vote in this election are residents of Ondo State. And I can tell you that over 80% of residents of Ondo State people are on the same page with Lucky Governor Lucky Oyedepo.
All right.
And come November 16, 2024. I will call you and I will tell you that we have the continuity in Ondo State, that Lucky Orimisu Ayedatiwa still remains the governor of Ondo State for the next 5 years.
All right. Honorable Olugbenga Omole is the Honorable Commissioner for Transportation in Ondo State. Special advisor, I beg your pardon, to the Governor on Transportation. Thank you so much for speaking with us, sir. We wish you all the best.
Thank you, Miriam.
All right.
Miriam.
Thank you very much for coming on the show. Lagos, 0201-465-7190. State Police is top on the list. And of course, what do you think about the shutting down of that Chinese store in Lagos? For me, it's the audacity, actually, that you have a store on Nigerian soil and you're not even Nigerian. And then you're telling Nigerians where and where not to shop. Thank goodness for the consumer protection. But I want to ask you again, because this might be happening in several other places where certain people, because of the color of their skin, are not allowed to engage, buy, sell, or even sit around those places. How happy are you about the shutdown of the Chinese shop? And I hear that we might prosecute the owners of those shops in Abuja. Also, I'd like to hear from you because the Deputy Secretary General of the United Nations, Amina Mohammed, has suggested that Nigerian government renews social contracts with its citizens. That way, we can deal with the level of insecurity that we're facing. So, will that social contract, if you even know what it is, help to save us from terrorism? And finally, the unbundling of discos, is it going to resolve our deep-seated problem of power? There's a lot for us to unpack. Let's go, Lagos, 0201-465-7190. Hello, welcome to Hard Facts.
Good afternoon,
yes.
Marianne.
Good afternoon.
This is Pastor Ladipo, calling from Sarigon.
All right, go ahead.
Marianne, I just thank God that the man tried to evade some of your questions about Ondo. That is where I came from. And I paid keen interest. A lot of things went down. So it is not a subject we can rush. These people, they want to just continue to perpetrate themselves in power. That is by the way. You see, how will you blame a Chinese company when even in our own country, there is serious discrimination going on between the... Is it not discriminating putting some people in band A and band B and band C? So, is that Chinese company? I'm happy that they shut it down. It's good. But they are copying from us now. As I'm talking to you now, there are people in this country that are above the law. Is that not still discrimination? Do you know how many kind of discrimination we are facing in this country? And do you know that some people in the Senate there, at the assembly there, they are not even paying for anything? Is that not discrimination? When you put some people in band A, B, band C, band Q, I don't even know the band.
Did you say band Q? I've got to go. Pastor Ladik, but thank you very much. Emmanuel is calling me from Ogun State. Emmanuel, you have just 60 seconds because we have to go on a break. Emmanuel, quickly.
Okay, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, concerning state police, I say kudos to that IG for having the temerity to, you know, to go against the president, the governors, and then the former president, because it is very, very unusual in this, you know, country, especially for politicians, you know, to go against their bosses.
Mm-hmm.
So I say kudos to them. Even though I personally am supporting state police, but still, for having the courage, you know, to go against the president, I really say kudos to them. And then the under Buhari, Gbenga Ogunmolafe also stood against Buhari. You see, and he succeeded. So these are the type of people that we need in this country.
All right. Thank you, Mano, for calling. We've got to go on a break, Lagos. When we come back, it's still the Big Three on Hard Facts. 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Mary Anacon. We have so many stories. Discos are being unbundled. Does it solve the problem? Do we know what our social contract is as a country? And if we do revisit it, will it help fight terrorism? Are we ripe for state policing or are we not ripe for it? And again, most importantly, how happy are you that that Chinese shop has been shut down in Abuja? We'll talk about this and more after the break.
Anywhere Clara enter like this, people must give her compliment.
Clara, this your sense makes sense too.
Now because I dey use Wazobia.
Anywhere Johnny enter self, people must come out cap for him.
Johnny.
As you enter like this, everywhere job begins smell nice. Which kind of perfume you dey use?
Now Wazobia perfume, oh.
Yes, sir. Wazobia na the correct scent. We get quality. E dey last long, and e dey give man and woman confidence any day, anywhere.
For authentic scent, we dey indigenous. Make you choose Wazobia.
E dey available in perfume and body spray.
You fit get them for stores, supermarkets, and open market. E also dey available on top Jumia and all MedPlus pharmacy nationwide.
Remember, no be only how you take dress, now also how you take smell.
Wazobia, correct scent for correct people.
The Morning Crossfire with me, Kofi Bartels. You have the big names, the most pressing issues, and the sharpest conversations.
He must leave that place of talking into this place of doing.
Nothing are paying through their nose, and you're telling them after training, they can't migrate. I will not be part of those who will give soft landing to these guys who are running the affairs of this country.
People are dying every day. In an hour, people just go in and come out and read out stories to us. Come on, Kofi.
We must step beyond the talk. We have the analysis.
Join us as we dissect the headlines, bring you exclusive interviews, and dive deep into the heart of the matter. The big conversations live here.
Join Kofi Bartels on the Morning Crossfire, weekdays 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. only on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to your number one talk, news, and sports station. This is Nigeria.
Bridging the gap between people and those in authority. With Hard Fact, you are sure to get only the facts.
Tune in to Hard Fact with Marianne Cole on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
This is The Big Three.
The Big Three
on Hard Facts.
On 99.3.
All right, we're back. It's still The Big Three, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's Hard Fact. I'm Mary Anacon, and we're looking at big stories today. And this is one that tops the chart for me. Here's former President Goodluck Ebele Jonathan talking about state police here.
Cannot stop it completely, but at least to reduce it to the barest minimum is for states to have their police. And while making the law, sometimes people say, okay, the state police should have limited weapons. The caliber of weapons the police should have in the state should be limited.
And this is the IG.
All the service chiefs and the health of security.
Okay, sorry, that's not it, but I'm going to give you that one in just a minute. So former President Goodluck Jonathan here is saying, hey, look. We need it. We need it to deal with the insecurity that we're facing. It's terrible. And we could do with some state policing. Well, we might not want to arm them with, you know, heavy weapons. We might just, you know, try to reduce the weapons and give them like pistols. I mean, if you, you know, like what happens with the police is... I think it's the same thing that happens in the UK, where you have the Met Police and you have several other policing departments. Also in America, you have the sheriff departments in the small towns, in the smaller counties, you know. You have the New York Police Department, you have the Los Angeles Police Department. So for every state, they've got their different police departments and their different jurisdictions. But the idea of police is making a case here saying, look... We've not graduated to that point. We've not grown to the point where we can understand how this works and we'll be able to decentralize it without it becoming personal militias, which has also been something that people have continuously expressed fear, you know, for. But I want to know what your thoughts are. What will help us get out of this? Is it the social contract that Mohammed is talking about? Is talking about. Will it help us? Do you even know what the social contract is? Let alone for us to revisit it. And she's saying that if governments come back to the table and talk to its people, we might be able to arrive at some solution to the problem. Also, the IG of Police is saying, as much as it's a beautiful idea, we're not ready. So where does that leave us? I've given you statistics, the number of people that have died from January up until today. And don't forget about the fact that students were being shot at in schools in Plateau State. And as we speak, 5,000 plus Benue people have been displaced because of insecurity as we speak today. I mean, I can continue to reel out the statistics. Where do we go from here? I want to read some of your messages on WhatsApp and then I'll go back to the phone lines. This one says, I feel we are ripe for state policing now. It's a necessary action we must take, despite the skepticism that it will be a tool against political oppositions in the state. Anything and everything that will reduce or eliminate insecurity must be done, even community policing inclusive. The absolute power may not be vested in the hands of the governor. The state legislatures and state judiciary must be involved in taking actions on security issues in the state. And this is from Toby Inikoto. I totally understand where you're coming from, Toby, because I remember, if I'm not mistaken, 2 weeks ago, there was this story that broke that governors will not have absolute control over the over state policing. They'll still have to revert to, you know, what's happening with the normal policing. But then the average person is going to ask, what's the essence of having state policing if we still have to wait for the IGP in Abuja to send signal? Then, of course, people are going to die before all of that happens, because that's what we're already suffering from. This one says... On state police and insecurity, the problem is that we have not really been secured. Now, it's now that our security architecture is being exposed. We don't have enough federal police personnel. America's population is about 300 million. And as advanced as they are, they have CIA, the FBI, state police, community police, county police, SWAT, special forces, marine, and so on. And in Nigeria, we're over 200 million, yet 80% of the policemen that we have are assigned to dignitaries. Past and current governors, senators, commissioners, ministers, etc. I mean, name them. Even drug dealers. The only solution is extensive community and state policing. The government should look into this if we still want to go anywhere. David from Ogun State, thank you for your message. This one says, good afternoon. I'm Adewale from Ogun State. Discos unbundled now is the best option. Our IG of police has said it all very correct for the Chinese who are slaves in our own country compared to foreigners. This one says, good day, Marianne. Concerning the Ondo election, if the election will be conducted by 2023, INEC officials without electronic transmission of election results, then Ondo police people's vote is immaterial. APC that I know will surely have their way in that election. Daniel from Ogba. This one says, I just love this country. Lucky Lola. Is that it? This one says, people that turn state electoral commissions to a comedy are to be handed to police force. Governors will just see them as their armed forces. I pity your position in the states. Left to me, the idea of state police should just be buried as we are not mature for it. Olushogajai, thank you for your message. I'm coming back to the phone lines. We're live, facebook.com/Nigeria Info FM. We're also live on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM 99.3. You could also join the conversation via Skype. Join us if you're listening to us from outside of the country and you want to be part of the conversation, please. On Skype, we're Nigeria Info FM. So go ahead and call us. You can send me a WhatsApp message via WhatsApp. That's 08095975805. That's 08095975805. The conversation is here and we would like to get you talking. So we want to hear what your thoughts are on the big stories for today. Welcome to Hard Facts. Hello, welcome to Hard Facts.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Marianne, well done.
Well done.
Well done. I like how President wants to unbundle NEPA. Because NEPA have unbundled many factories.
So they're not unbundling GenCos. They are unbundling DISCOs, the distribution companies, not the generating companies.
Thank you. Let them unbundle them so that they will do everything that will make us get alive. I am at the talk. Concerning what is happening presently in this country. I don't think that our police are very, very ready because our army are trying and they are overwhelmed. But what I want to say is that this is the time for police. We have to take police. But who is going to control them? Is it these governors that are doing what they are doing? Is it not the governor that is a part of Delhi that will control them? I don't want any police, state police that the governor will control. But this is the time we need it. The insecurity is too much. Are you hearing me? English is too much.
Okay, thank you very much for calling. Hello, welcome to Hard Facts.
Hello, good afternoon, Marian.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Darlington is my name. I'm calling from the Dejilok Axis.
Go ahead.
Yeah. What I think about the IG and what he said, I think is on selfish reasons.
How so?
Because if you unbundle Nigerian police and create state police, he won't be getting as much as he gets. He won't be getting as much as they get because they get from states, they get from local government, the commissioners posted, the deputy commissioners posted, each and every one of them delivered to them. So if the Nigerian police is unbundled, you are going. They are. It's not going to be having what they used to get.
So you are saying it's a gunje for a gunje reasons.
That is my own view.
So you're telling me that a whole Inspector General of Police is not prioritizing the safety of the people that he's sworn oath to protect. He's more interested in his pocket.
Marianne.
Is that it?
That is what they are interested in. It is all for selfish purposes. That's one. Two. Now, remember, Goodluck Jonathan is no longer the current president.
Doesn't matter.
So, there's a limit to the IG of police being answerable to him. Will you tell me that if it is Bola Ahmed Tinubu, who is our president, that made such comment in an event like that, and the IG will say no.
I'm so sorry, sir. You didn't hear me. The president, as we speak, is on the former president's side. They're both for policing, state policing. It is the IG who's on the other side. So I don't think it's about the office. It's about what he thinks is right.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, for me, I think it's selfish. It's not in the interest of Nigerians.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate your thoughts. Hello. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Marianne, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
This is Malik speaking from First Bank.
Hey, Malik, how you day?
I do, Marianne. Mm-hmm. Marianne, do you know what amazed me?
Mm.
The present IG was the ADC to the present president when he was a governor. And the president was on clamoring for state police. So that means the IG never had that thought or plan and said, one day I'll become the IG. What would I plan towards the state police issue that my boss is talking about? You see, when you are not prepared to lead people, this is the kind of statement you get, Marianne. The IG himself, it took this man almost 20 years or 16 to become the president, and you are still in acting service. You never said, if my boss becomes the president and I have been coming for state police, what is my plan or what will I tell him about it? Now you're saying we are not ready. Anyway, if you can make a gunja go to my table, you know go walk home. Good afternoon.
All right, thank you very much for calling. All right, 40 minutes gone past the 3 o'clock hour. I've got about 13 minutes on the clock. I want to take all your thoughts and comments on the Big Three today, so keep them coming. If you are listening to us from outside of the country, you want to be part of the conversation, please, by all means, we're Nigeria Info FM on Skype. We're live on facebook.com/Nigeria Info FM. I want to take your thoughts on Facebook Live, so post your comments. And if you're watching us on live stream via YouTube, please post your comments on our YouTube feed, because I want to read from you too. But let me go to Facebook. Anselm Jerome here says, we always like to postpone the evil day. Let's have state police and gradually we can be amending the laws because where there are... Okay, so we can amend the laws where there are flaws. I like your optimism, Anselm. Thank you very much. Kayode Tolwashe here says, we need a reformed policing system and not state police currently. We are in a country where any celebrity has personal police as errand boy or girl. Let them reform the old system first. There's some point in that. There's some sense in that. But thank you. Keep those calls and text messages coming in, and even your messages on WhatsApp. Let me read some messages on WhatsApp and then I'll come back to the phone lines. If state police still has to wait for signal from local government... Oh, sorry. I'm sure you mean IG. It looked like LG. If state police will still have to wait for signal from IG, then it's totally a waste of time. Concerning the Chinese supermarket, Marianne, you are selling your brother... When you are selling your brother, your buyer will not even trust you. Okay. And he says, Nigeria government treats its citizens anyhow, so why won't others do the same? Obino from Munshi. It's a sad situation. This one says, Doyin here says, the IGP is opposing state police for selfish reasons. He's only interested in expanding his empire. More so, having also called for a merger of the FRSC and the NSCDC with the police. I find it quite ridiculous for policing to be exclusively a federal and centralized system. Which country does that? The fear of abuse can never be justified. Can never justify the neglect of the immense benefit of a decentralized policing system. All we need to do is learn from other countries how state policing is being successfully executed. Don't you? Interesting points you've made, I must say. This one says, Yomi from Muri Okola here says, as regards state policing in Nigeria, imagine what is going on in Kogi and River State. Imagine the NSARs in Lagos. Many of these governors will misuse power. Some states, especially the north, need state policing due to the level of insecurity there. For state policing to work, we need to set out laws that will guide it. Okay, Yomi. This one says, hello, Marianne. State police... we're not ready for it though. I believe that we should start with regional policing. The management of this police force should be handled the way the United Nations Security Council manages their affairs. But instead of being managed by the regions, it should be managed by political parties. These parties should have veto powers. Huh. Interesting. Gerard. He says, just like the United Nations Security Council does its management. Huh. Gerard, what exactly are you sipping on, darling? Because This one's from Aderemi Mushi. He says, we should not compare Nigeria to other democracies of the world in a country like ours, sharply divided along tribal and religious lines, openly displaying during the last 2023 elections, of which wounds are yet to be healed. We should work on the deficiencies experienced on the federal policing, as Nigeria of today is not ripe for state police. We should not toy with petrol and matches in the hands of Nigerian politicians and religious bigots. Okay, all right, sir. Thank you for your message. I'm coming back to the phone lines here. Hello, welcome to Hard Facts.
Yeah, good afternoon, media.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, you have Emmanuel on the line. I'm calling you from Epe.
Go ahead, Emmanuel.
As for the issue of state police, when are we ripe for it? That is the question to the IG. Fact this present IG today. Tomorrow, he will begin to clamor for state police. It's inevitable that there will be competition. You know, even in that competition, there should be laws, like the person who suggested veto power, you know, in such a way that the governors won't control it absolutely. So we can't open our eyes and our people are getting killed, you know. The federal police, how much are they doing about this killing? Officer, I think yesterday also, we lost a professor. Is it easy to be a professor, to go through the training? And then for the unbundling of NEPA or what have you, is this the first time? We had NEPA, we had PHCN, today we have EDC, EKDC, IKDC, or whatever. What are they DC? Eh? I don't even know the band I am. Maybe I'm in band half current, because most of the time when they bring light, I'm
band half current.
My current is always low. So something has to be done about this electricity issue, because we are paying outrageous bills, and then we are not even getting value for money. Not it seems. We are not getting value for money.
Okay.
I hope people who are in authority will take notes. Thank you and good afternoon.
Thank you very much for calling. Ban half current. It's very interesting. Hello, welcome to Hard Facts.
Hello, good afternoon, Miriam.
Good afternoon. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lucky Lola from Magbo.
Lucky, go ahead.
Yes, when it comes to issues affecting us, you know, as a country, we all cannot be on the same page. I remember last year, the former IGP, okay, we were saying something. He kicked against that state police that we are all.
I'm so sorry we lost that call. Do call us back if you can. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good afternoon, Baby Maria.
Mm.
How are we today?
Fine, thank you.
You are blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God you'll be going to Kogi State by His grace.
But when you go leave this matter, go ahead, please.
Yes. My name is Godwin, calling from Roshorolapwe. Yes, on the issue of state policing, the a typical example of what happened during the last government election, 2023 election, is enough signal to see that the right standard or where we need to look into is to hold on to that IG position. You can imagine if the state governor were to be in charge of the state police in Lagos State, you and I know exactly where the authority will come. It would have been an addition to that agboroic aspect that affected the election in the state. Hence, the state policing, as far as Nigeria is into religion, ethnicity, and sectionalism, and name them, there is no way the policing, state policing, will work. On the Ondo election, you can imagine the Kogi State governor, Dodo, whom Yaya Bello smuggled in so that he will come and cover his yard for him. Then,
so you can't say that. You can't say that on the radio. That is not a word to be broadcast on the radio.
Okay,
please.
Imagine that what happened. That Dodo governor now is there to cover his brother, and we all know what transpired during that election. And they did not see APC. Did not see any person, good governor, that they know is reliable and trustworthy, who came through a very decent way into that office. It is Ododo who was smuggled in by the power that be.
Okay. All right. Godwin, I have to let you go. You've done 2 minutes. Thank you very much. I was really waiting for you to land. Ziggy is calling us from Ajawa Estate. Hello, Ziggy.
Pima for real.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Let me gist you. You see this state policing. Because of what I do see abroad whenever I'm outside the country, I was canvassing big time in Nigeria for us to have state policing. But on a second thought, when I heard so many Nigerians who know much about Nigeria analyze about this state policing, why we are not right for it, I think I pinched tent with them. I think we are not right for it as at this moment. Why do I say so? It will turn as a foot soldier to some governors here in Nigeria. Just imagine state INEC, the one that the governors are conducting. Look at what is happening in the state. Any election that is being conducted by the governor, or the election is being won by the state that is, the party that is managing that state. You understand? So then we abuse it big time. We may create more problems than what we are about to solve.
Okay, all right.
If they should ask me, I will ask them to create more jobs in Nigeria so that, okay, that they can engage Nigerians.
All right.
We fight insecurity that we are about to, you know, eliminate. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much for calling. I'll take Robert's call quickly and then take a call via Skype. Hello.
Madam, good afternoon.
Yes, Robert, go ahead. You have 60 seconds.
Thank you. This is our Pabuele, would I call him IG or I don't know.
What?
Why is this? Security is about life. I'm a security man. Security is about life and property.
Yes.
And it's just like the local government now. When you establish a local government in a state, you are bringing government nearer to the people. So likewise, when you have state police, this will be okay. For example, now if there's a problem in Lagos State and you are bringing a policeman from Kano, you post them there from somewhere to come and they will not have the knowledge about the terrain, you know?
Which is an argument that has been made over and over again for state policing, but is that enough?
That IG does not know what he's saying, my sister. If you have state police, these people will know the terrain where the criminals are. They couldn't look at
criminals. But who's to say that they're also not in cahoots with the criminals?
Pardon?
Who's to say that they will also not be in cahoots with the criminals?
You mean the policemen, the state police?
Yes, the ones that know the terrain. Who's to say that they will not be aiding also and abating? I'm just saying, for the purpose of argument.
That one is speculation now. We can't say. Okay. If they are controlled by a formidable commissioner in the state here, like somebody said, it's a good year. That's why they don't want state police to. I agree with that person, that caller that says. If you have state police, these people will go to the nook and cranny of every place. So if there's people are smoking, they know the boys there. They know how to hunt them down. They are high, but they will flood them out. They are bringing somebody who does not have idea about how the state. How do you think security will not thrive? So that idea is like, he does not know what he's talking. The president is talking to him, and the idea is the president of the state.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. I can take a quick call from Skype if you can call me quickly. But while I wait for that call, let me read some messages that are coming in. This one says, state police is a taboo in Nigeria. They will use it to rig elections. Prince Isaiah from Surulere. Wow. Okay. That's it. This one says, state police, it would be extremely rare to find an IG who would support state police. Extremely rare. The reason is that state police balkanizes his power, period. It would require very strong level of patriotism, and those are not common these days. Bolahon Lojede. Oh, hi, Bolahon. Thank you for that message. Lovely to hear from you. Collins here says, how long is the IG going to be in office? He's saying anything for selfish reasons, but the truth. Okay, Collins. And finally, this one says, If you send me a long message, I can't read it because I don't have time. Mercy from Festac here says, I ask, when will Nigeria be ripe for state policing? State policing will help a lot to secure our environs. If they disapprove that, then we should be allowed to carry guns to prevent the enemies from tormenting us as we can use it to defend ourselves. Example for against bandits. This one says, thank you. Okay, Mercy. I've got 35 seconds. Can I read one quick message before we go on a break? Let's see. Yes, I can. This one says, shouldn't our government be worried about our national security against advanced countries? We should. Why we still they talk about state police when other countries don't go far. If I understand what you mean. All right, well, but we've got to go. We've got to go on a break. When we come back on the other side, a very good friend of mine who also is very interested in Africa is going to be talking to us again, just like my friend from Uganda, to talk about why Africa needs to look within itself, to grow itself, like the likes of China and Singapore. We'll be right back on the other side of the clock. Stay with us.